Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Unfortunately, another weekend has passed and yet more tragic news from our roads. Three people in separate tragedies in Dublin, Wicklow and Cork in the space of just 12 hours over the weekend. So far this year, the death toll from Irish roads stands at 61, which is 45% higher than the rate from the same period last year. And it begs the question, are we going backwards when it comes to road safety? Susan Gray is on the line. Good afternoon, Susan. How you do, Susan? You're the founder of Park Road Safety Campaign Group.
Yes, I am.
So, with all the very sad recent news, what would you like to see done?
There's so many things to be done. I don't know where to start. As you said, to date, we've 61 precious lives lost in our roads. Mm-hmm. 16 more in the same time last year. 24 of them were under the age of 30, just starting off in their life, and they're lying in graves now. It's absolutely heartbreaking as a victim support group for us to have to keep campaigning and campaigning for safer roads while the government and the RSA very seldom do what needs to be done.
And what do you think that is? What needs to be done? What would be the number one thing you would like to see done, Susan?
Well, an increase in the Gardaí assigned to roads policing. We've only got 627 to date, and we had over 1,000 in 2009. Does that come across to you as showing that the government are serious about reducing road deaths and serious injuries? We have unknown status of driving licences of drivers involved in fatal crashes. That's basic stuff that should be done. Mm. And for 15 years, we've been promised that the government would consolidate the Road Traffic Acts. So many are overlapping others. There's an act nearly every year. There's errors. And yet, in 2024, and the government is still not at the heads of bull stage of to consolidate Road Traffic Acts. That's an absolute disgrace. The RSA, we've absolutely no confidence in the RSA now in the past few years. We worked so well with Noel Brett and the late Gay Byrne when they took up the role.
I was going to mention that to you, Susan, because about 18 years ago or 17 years ago, we were in a similar position where there was just far too many road fatalities, and Noel Brett was there. And he kind of he seemed to grab it and do something with it.
Yes.
We have gone backwards since then.
We have. Noel Brett was a brilliant leader and he knew how to work with people. He would listen, he would check out what your concerns were, and if they were valid, he would act on them straight away. He was never off for TV and radio. Very few people know who the CEO now is or the chair of the Road Safety Authority. Gay Byrne was a great frontline person for the RSA. Since they left, it's, as you said, it's gone down a hill. There's so many reasons we have no confidence in the RSA, but three of them, is the learner driver system.
Mm-hmm.
The RSA still allow learners to continually, thousands of learners, to continually renew their learner permit without ever sitting a driving test. People just cannot believe that this is happening. And the RSA system for disqualified drivers to surrender their licence or permit is to send it to a PO box in Cork. That's not fit for purpose. They know that for years. What have they done about it? They're quite happy to preside over that farcical system still. They don't record the full extent of the number of people each year that suffer serious injuries and crashes. They only go by the Garda figures. For years, they have been promising that they would get data from the hospitals and the GPs, and they would publish the correct figures, because we know the Garda figures are at least 3.5 times an underestimated. But here we are in 2024, and the latest reply from the RSA is They hope to have the figures, the full figures, for the amount of serious injuries caused in road crashes for 2023. Guess when they'll have them figures published? November 2024. At the end of this year. It's going to take them a year to get the full figures. That's totally unacceptable. But in the meantime, what the RSA, we often see them doing, is why they advertise, maybe highlight an increase in road deaths. They say the good news is we have a reduction in serious injury crashes. That is not true when they don't have the full figures in front of them. They don't have the hospital figures. How dare they claim that there's a reduction and these people's, poor people suffering such catastrophic injuries when they don't have the full figures? I could, that's only three of many, many. So, first of all, there's a new road traffic bill coming in, and yet a road traffic act that was passed last June, almost a year ago, there's vital sections in that still waiting for the Minister for Transport to sign off on before they're commenced. What is the point, Mairead, in bringing in all these road traffic bills and bringing them into acts if the previous one is still sitting on a shelf? Mm-hmm. We need them, the government, especially the Minister for Transport, to look at our existing laws and penalties and see where they're failing, mm-hmm. either through non-enforcement or through the courts. See what's happening. Why are people so determined to continually break laws? It has to be, they have, number one, no fear of getting caught. Number two, if they are caught, they have a way around the penalty system. Number three, if they are disqualified, they don't have to surrender their license. Mm-hmm. And it's an offence not to surrender your license.
I think all the things you've said there, Susan, it is all of those things were working if we went back maybe 16, 17 years ago. So we have to look at what we were doing then and just replicate that again. Hang on there, Susan. I'm going to talk to Sharon. Sharon joins me on the line. She's in Tipperary. Good afternoon, Sharon.
Hi, Mairead. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? Because I'm looking here, Sharon, you lost your son, a 17-year-old son, Alan, in a crash in 2017.
I did indeed. Adam was actually 16, so he had just turned 16, and he was sadly killed by an incompetent driver who was driving extremely dangerously without any due care. Life.
I'd imagine all the recent news, and it's going into last year as well. I'd imagine seeing the news every weekend is incredibly painful for you.
It's absolutely horrifying. Every time I hear, like any other parent or person who has lost a loved one to a road traffic crash, it's horrifying hearing it. It always brings it back. It brings it back to that moment. Each and every crash that you hear of on the news has impact. Like in the first 3 months of this year, it was the highest number of road deaths, mm-hmm. in 16 years. That is awful. It shouldn't be. Like, we need to take more care on the roads. Everybody needs to take responsibility. But there's not enough guards out there on the roads. There's not enough checkpoints. But their hands, to a certain limit, are tied to a degree. They haven't enough staff, mm-hmm. to be out on the roads. But the other side is, there's not enough impact when it goes to court. The guards will take it to court if there's something and the judge is too lenient. You know, we need to make examples of these dangerous drivers. We also need, from school age, from a very young age, the RSA and the likes to come into these schools and teach our children road safety.
Mm-hmm. I was saying that in the office earlier on. Transition year seems like a good place to start that it should be a national a module in every single transition year that they would learn about road safety.
Yes, it should have big impact in transition year, but it needs to be taught before that as well, because what about the young driver that gets in before the age of transition year? It needs to be taught from primary school up. Mm-hmm. Like, look at the truck drivers on the road. They're professional drivers who have limiters on their trucks. Why isn't that on cars? Why isn't it on learner drivers' cars, on all our cars? You know, why can't they do that?
Would you like to see that happen?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, there's local authorities, local councils, they should have a huge, you know, they're not doing enough either to maintain the roads. Road maintenance is a huge impact as well. Not only speed, but road maintenance. You know, I know there's a pilot scheme that has just been announced as well for local authorities. Is undergoing it. Leash County Council is one where they will be providing an engineer to look especially at road safeties. Now, it's only a pilot scheme, but the likes of that, it needs to make impact. There's no point in bringing out these things for somebody to get paid, just another job. They have to actually have impact. They have to do something about it. It is not enough.
It's not enough. Okay, thanks for joining me there, Sharon. Gary is on the line now. Gary is from the Dublin Commuter Coalition. And Gary, you were among a number of groups who last week declared no confidence in the Road Safety Authority. Why is that?
Hi, thanks for having me on. And I think the tragic thing, firstly, with that letter we signed is that it's already out of date.
It is.
We put the number of road deaths on that, I think it was 58.
You did. You had 58. And I thought the exact same thing when I saw it this morning. I crossed it out and I had to update it, which is, it is very upsetting to put in a new number of 61.
Yeah, I think it's very tragic. And I just want to share my sympathies with that mother on the line there and with the families that have lost their loved ones over the weekend. We campaign in the Dublin Commuter Coalition to encourage people to pursue modes of transport around public transport and particularly active travel, so walking and cycling. And we know from people who we asked for their feedback about what would encourage them. Safety is a really big part, especially with walking and cycling. And when every weekend we're hearing more and more road deaths and preventable road deaths, it's really difficult to imagine how we can move forward to encourage more people to take what should be a healthier, safer, environmentally friendly means to get around. So we wanted to make very clear, we signed up with those other advocacy groups, that we've at this point lost confidence in the RSA. I think your other speakers on the line spoke very well there. There's so much they could be doing that they're simply not doing.
So what would you like to see them do?
Well, I think even their language to begin with is very simple things. Like, we find a lot of their campaigns we consider are victim blaming. You know, they go into primary schools and they teach young kids to be safe, to be seen, to give them high-vis jackets. You know, if young primary school children are not the leading cause of road deaths on our roads. We need a lot more focus on motorists, you know. Mm-hmm. So we think a lot more of their campaign should be focused on drivers who are really, they have the responsibility. If you're licensed to drive a motor vehicle, you are the primary person responsible for your safety, your passengers, and the people outside sharing the road with you. We think also there should be a lot more focus on getting engaged. Your say should get engaged with councils and government on road design. We've had these accidents over the weekend. You know, can the RSA step in and say, what could have been changed on that road to mitigate the possibility of that accident in the first place? So we campaign and we support for things like safer segregated cycle lanes, but even pedestrian crossings. you know, are pedestrians safe enough when they're crossing the road to reduce the chance of them being hit by a car? Are roads engineered to facilitate high speed, or are they designed to facilitate safe use for everybody? So those are very simple things that the ORSAE should be focused on.
Okay. So hopefully they will have seen your letter, unfortunately updated it, and hopefully they will hear you today as well. Gary, there's lots of messages here that have come in. Ridiculous idea of putting limits on cars. Stop the people using their mobile phones and watching videos. I'm telling you, that will cut down on traffic deaths. Marae, do you remember the Green Cross Code? It was taught in primary school. I do, and that's something that Gary has just touched on there, but he also says it's not young children that are causing these crashes. As someone who drives all over the country, there is a serious lack of Gardaí on our roads, and that leads to a lack of responsibility by drivers. Also, the state of many of our roads really needs to be looked at. So that's the no name on that one there. So huge thanks to Susan and to Sharon, especially she's speaking about the death of her 17-year-old son, and to Gary there too.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.